We got together in a very small studio in Hollywood.
Okay.
On Santa Monica Boulevard, just a very, very tiny place that I love, which has a really nice piano.
Uh-huh.
And a high ceiling and a skylight.
Okay.
Which is kind of a really nice combination to writing a song. And Adele showed me several of the songs she was working on. Was really inspiring. It was really funny. She's a really funny person. She's just as funny as you can imagine. Like, she, you know, she's just as kind of fun to hang out with as she is to watch on stage.
Uh-huh.
And she showed me the first bunch of lines for what would later become Rumor Has It.
Yes.
And then she showed me the first bunch of lines for Someone Like You, and she said, which one do you want to work on? And I said, oh, let's do that sad ballad.
Okay.
So she told me a sad story that was what the song was about, and then we spent 2 days in a very focused way writing the song and recording the track.
Now, when you write with Adele, does she mainly do the lyrics and you mainly do the music, or is it pretty much you ended up doing part, you know, equal lyric and music with her?
She doesn't really do like chord,
right?
Chords or structural things with a song until she hears something,
right?
Then she takes a kind of a curatorial approach, like basically she puts on a gentle pressure for you to make it better, whatever the chords might be, or the structural thing, or how is the song working on the big picture. So she's definitely very much a visionary on all the levels of the music. And for that session, I feel like I she had a story to tell lyrically, and I wanted to enhance that musically as much as I could. But I'm a lyricist, so I did the same with her. Like if I felt like the words of some section weren't quite up to speed, I would make suggestions and drop things in and see if they survived. And then she was the same with the music, just very, very clear with what she wanted, and especially with what she didn't want.
Okay.
And yeah. Very, very, really, real collaborative.